This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, it's been a week of highs and lows for former Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. A documentary on the missing and murdered Indigenous persons crisis wins an award. And we'll get a recap of an all-Indigenous basketball competition that wrapped up this weekend. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. It's been an up-and-down week for former Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. On the upside, Haaland has been deemed the 2025 recipient of the Chief Standing Bear Prize for Courage. The Nebraska Examiner reports that Haaland, the first Native person to serve as a cabinet secretary who addressed the missing and murdered Indigenous people crisis and the oppressive legacy of federal boarding schools, will receive the honor on October 13th in Lincoln, Nebraska. The nonprofit Chief Standing Bear Project recognizes those people who embody the spirit of the famed Ponca chief, whose legal fight with the U.S. government led to Native Americans being recognized as persons under the law. On the downside, Axios reports that Haaland did not get endorsed for her bid for New Mexico governor in the Democratic primary by the Sandia Pueblo. The tribe instead endorsed her challenger, Sam Bregman. While a small tribe, the Sandia Pueblo operates one of the state's largest casinos and is seen as influential in the commerce and entertainment sectors. Haaland is a member of the Pueblo of Laguna, who is Interior Secretary with the Biden administration. The documentary, Who She Is, humanizes the missing and murdered Indigenous persons crisis on the Wind River Reservation. As Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, it just won a regional Emmy Award.
Who She Is uses animation to tell the story of four women, Sheila, Jocelyn, Leela, and Abby. It's not just about how they died. It's about how they lived, who they were, and what they loved. The film took home the Heartland Emmy Award for Best Cultural Documentary. Here's Northern Arapaho co-producer Jordan Dresser.
To win this award is such a big honor, and also it gets their stories and their awareness across bigger platforms.
And co-producer Sophie Barksdale.
Thank you to the families. We worked so closely with them, and we wouldn't have done it in any other way.
Who She Is came out in 2022 with showings at national and international film festivals. There's a screening planned for September at Central Wyoming College. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
One of the biggest all-Indigenous high school basketball competitions in North America wrapped up this past Saturday in Phoenix. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, two rivalries heated up on center court in the tourney finals at PHX Arena.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 22nd annual Native American Basketball Invitational presented by Resolution Copper.
NABI began with 24 teams, but now it's grown to a record 204 with 3,100 athletes, representing more than 160 federally recognized tribes from Phoenix to Anchorage, Alaska, 508 games in all, ending with Arizona's Rez Bombers having both boys and girls teams in the finals. The boys squad dropped the Phoenix's Young Guns, while the defending girls champs took on Oklahoma's legendary Elite in a rematch from last year.
And our final score, Rez Bombers. 58, Legendary Elite 47.
Winning their third title in 4 years.
Red Bombers on three!
One, two, three, Red Bombers!
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
And on this day last year, the Department of the Interior released the second and final volume of its investigative report on federal boarding schools. Building on an initiative launched by Secretary Deb Haaland and led by Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Brian Newland, the report expanded the number of deaths of Native students, as well as the number of burial sites and the participation of religious institutions and organizations. The report concluded a 3-year probe that saw the federal government accepting responsibility for its role in creating the system. Nearly 1,000 children died while attending these schools. I'm Brian Bull for National Native News.